This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Happy Thursday to you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of it to join me as we together trek through the New Testament verse by verse. We're in a study in the book of Galatians. Hope you're enjoying this last sermon, this interesting story behind this, and that is, well, I preached this series once, probably about 3 years ago, and come Friday night, this last Friday night, I ripped it up, threw it in the trash, so I knew the Lord wanted me to do something different, and this is what was done, and it's, I really like this sermon. This is, well, you know, sometimes pastors are, they're tough critics on themselves, and this is one that I really thought was a good message in that I could just preach this one message. If I had one to preach in the book of Galatians, it would be this. I think that's why I really like this. This could stand alone all by itself. We're looking at all six chapters here, and I've entitled it The Rest of the Story. As I like to do now in the last week of a book series, I like to recap everything that we've looked at. For Revelation, I call it a cast of characters. A look at all 22 chapters and all the people and beings who have surfaced in the book of Revelation. Here, we're starting at Galatians 1, all the way back where Paul said, I marveled that you're turning away so soon or so quickly from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel. All the way from there, all the way to be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, this shall he also reap. That's chapters 1 through 6. This is the next part of this message now. We're going to wrap this up tomorrow. This is entitled The End of the Story. We are going to break into this message looking at the law. We're in Hebrews chapter 8, looking at the Bible says that the law, the old covenant, is obsolete.
You're not under the law anymore. You're under grace now. Before, you tried to keep rules, even written by the finger of God himself, and you still couldn't keep them. Now, you've got the Holy Spirit. This was the great mystery. At Colossians 1:27, it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now you can do it. Because now you've got God living on the inside of you, and he gives you the power. I'm not preaching sin. I'm telling you, you can't keep rules. But you can honor God by walking in the Spirit and not in the flesh. We looked at that a couple weeks ago, didn't we, Darren? Walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. All right, so that was number 6, Hebrews 8. 7 through 18. Oops, let's throw in one from the Lord Jesus. Do you mind? Mark 7, verse 15. Mark 7, 15. Listen to me, all. This is Jesus speaking, not me. Listen to me, all of you, and understand. Picture him saying this, all right? Close your eyes and picture Jesus saying this to you. Listen to me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing outside a man which can defile him if it goes into him. But the things which proceed out of the man are what defile the man. Unquote. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. No, that's not unquote. See, the person that walked out the door apparently didn't hear what I said. Isn't that funny that he would put that statement after that? Hello, you are free to eat what you want. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. Why say that there? If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. He's not done. When he had left the crowd and entered the house, his disciples questioned him about the parable. And he said to them, are you so lacking in understanding also? Do you not understand that whatever goes into a man from outside cannot defile him? Because it doesn't go into his heart, but it goes into his stomach and is eliminated. Then the Holy Spirit inspired Mark, the gospel writer, to add this. You ready? Thus he declared all foods clean. That is Mark chapter 7, verse 19. Thus he declares all food clean. Please don't forget, you are loaded for bear, church, concerning this topic. And everyone that hears this week on the radio and on the podcast, you're loaded for bear. You are ready to defend this truth here. Thus, the Lord Jesus declared all foods clean. What comes out of your mouth is what defiles you, not what you eat. The slander and the reviling that comes out of your mouth is what defiles you. Not by going to Sonny's after lunch today or eating shellfish. Okay, let's move on. What else do we have here? We're still in chapter 1. Chapter 1, verse 15, it says, but when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me through his grace to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not immediately confer with flesh and blood. All right? Sometimes, or I should say many times, things don't take place when you want them to. Right? It says when it pleased God to reveal his son in me. Not when it pleases you, when it pleases him. And more often than not, that's not going to happen when you want it to. It's going to happen when he says it's going to happen. Notice, too, that when you receive a heavenly vision, you're not to talk it over with other people and ask them what they think about it or seek their approval. It says, I did not confer with flesh and blood. Meaning he didn't go up to his friend and say, hey, God told me to sell all and move to Israel. What do you think about that? Well, he didn't get the vision you got. You got the vision you got. So don't discuss it with someone else. Now, if you're married, that's different. When Mary was told to move to Egypt, so was Joseph told. If you're married, God will confirm the vision that you have. God's not a God of disorder. He's not going to have your spouse do something and you not know it. No, if you not to be in agreement over it. He does everything in order. Chapter 2, we read of a historic confrontation between Peter and Paul. Because when the Jews were around, Peter acted differently, which led Paul to say this, verse 16, knowing a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by their faith in Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Christ Jesus that we might be justified by faith in Christ and not by works of the law. For by the works of the law, that is keeping rules, no flesh will be justified. There is no good deed that you can do to get right with God. You can't work for it. A man is justified, that means to be declared not guilty, by faith and faith alone. Ephesians 2 and 8, by grace are you saved through faith. And that, not of yourselves, is the gift of God, not of works, so that no one can boast about it. Wish everyone had a smile on their face like this lovely lady does here. Galatians 2:20. Paul declares this great beloved verse, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but it's Christ who lives in me. In the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not set aside the grace of God. For if righteousness comes through the law, then Christ died in vain. Listen to this. If you can get right with God without Jesus, then Jesus died for nothing. If you can get right with God without the cross, then Jesus died for nothing. When you hear people on TV say, well, there's lots of ways to get to God. Oh, yeah? The Lord Jesus said in John 10:9, I am the door. All who enter in by me will be saved and go in and out and find pasture. Acts 4:12, there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. There is one way, it's through Jesus. And Paul said, if righteousness comes through the law, that is being a good person, then Christ died in vain. You are not a good person. Jesus said, no one is good. The Lord looks down from heaven to see if there are any who understand, who seek after God. No one is good. No, not one. Why do you call me good? On to chapter 3. Paul declares someone must have cast a spell on these people. That's the word means evil eye. Only time it's used in the whole Bible. Chapter 3. Oh, you foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Sometimes people do that. They do it to you. Proverbially speaking, they'll sit around over a bubbling cauldron, casting in eye of newt and speaking your name over it and your children, hoping harm comes to you. This real. You've got a real enemy. There's a real fight going on. As we're going to see in an hour from now, when we get to chapter 6, the persecution of the cross. The cross causes persecution. There's a real fight. Here, Paul says, someone cast an evil spell on these people. Who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? This only do I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Notice there's no door number 3. Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit? Are you now being made perfect in the flesh? That is, believing the gospel message saved you. Are you now going to move on to perfection by not eating pork? Or by getting circumcised? In verse 6, Paul proved that Abraham and the Old Testament believers were saved the same way as New Testament believers. Abraham believed God, and his faith was reckoned to him as righteousness. Verse 13, we learn the great truth that someone else took your penalty on the cross and died in your place. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become or being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who dies on the tree.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.